This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Happy Throwback Thursday inside of KeyBank Center. We are getting set for the Sabres and the Blues, and St. Louis is certainly bringing that nickname to the table right now with just one win in the last nine games. Buffalo's on a seven-game point streak with Marty and Brian. Got Josh Dunn coming up a little later in the show, Darren Dreger as well, and the matchup that will again feature a little different look among the lines.
Yeah, different looks among the lines. I actually was going to call the St. Louis hockey team the St. Louis Shenanigans and not the Blues because of what Jordan Binnington decided to do last night. But yes, let's just say they are feeling the Blues. Loser at 8 out of 9, I believe. Yep. So it's not been great for Jim Montgomery and the St. Louis Blues. But the Sabres, you know, I've got to kind of continue getting points, trying to get wins. I mean, 5-1-4 in the last 10, and the numbers to support that have been really good. So now you just got to hope that you can get some wins here and keep climbing. Because with one win today, Duffer, and depending on what happens around the NHL, it's a busy night. It's a Thursday night. There's always, you know, tons of game. I believe there's like 10 games, 9 games tonight.
Nine, yes.
So it's a chance to get back to the middle of the pack, get back in the wild card spot, and maybe try to catch the teams in front of you.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, the points are nice, and they soften the losses, but from a wins total, they are starting to lag a little bit here,
yes.
Right? So that is, you're right. Like, they need to close this homestand with a win before a pretty significant challenge on a road trip where they have yet to win a road game this year. So all that is for down the road. The here and now is something that you've talked about a lot, how the roster looks in the wake of still no Benson, Norris, Danforth, Zucker, Kulik. Kozak expected to come back tonight, but the key to unlocking, if you will, and this may sound strange to say because Thompson has 10 points in 13 games, but if you look at the guys that are pushing the envelope across the league, the top guys have almost twice as many goals as Tage right now in the company that you would expect Tage to be. So how do they unlock him tonight?
And even if Tage was at 14, 15, or 16 points, I feel like it's always going to be about the goals. Tage Thompson is a goal scorer.
Yep.
And, you know, you got to get guys that are going to get you the puck, that are going to open you up. Look, Tage's goal, his last goal was a nice play by Zucker from behind the net to the slot. Boom, like somebody that's getting you the puck.
Yeah.
So you look at Tage's, you know, the last couple of games playing with Jordan Greenway, and then there was Zucker, but he got sick, so he didn't play the last game, and then Quinn played up there. I looked at the quality of chances that he was getting, and they weren't a chance. They weren't grade A's. There was maybe a very few grade B's, maybe some C's in there, and you're like, okay, you got to get Tage some grade A's. So now you put him back in this situation where he's going to be playing with McLeod and Alex Tuck.
Yep.
Tuck and Tage, have had this chemistry that worked when Tage scored 47 goals, and you know it was really good together. And McLeod is a guy that can, with his speed, make room for others. So I think this is the best case scenario right now when you look at loading up your top line and giving Tage Thompson the best opportunities to get grade A look instead of looks, I should say, with an S because we want multiple looks, instead of just some very okay scoring chances.
Right. And obviously with the, you know, the way we've seen lines change an awful lot of late, even last game where Quinn found himself with Ostlund and Roseanne,
yes,
that seemed to work well enough to keep that trio intact. But with all these players coming in, scoring their first goals, things like that, that's been a silver lining and part of the reason why they've been able to amass points in seven straight. Mm-hmm. But Tyson Kozak was playing really well before injury, and it'll be great, I'm sure, from the coach's perspective, to see him back tonight.
Put him in a situation where he feels good on the ice against anybody. You know, he defends quickly, gets into people, and a lot of times physically, and he's not a big guy, but physically he can overwhelm somebody down low. And I think he just thinks he can play pretty well against anybody. And his speed is up there with our top guys. So, it's really those two qualities, you know, put you in a category where you can close on people in a hurry and then you can physically separate them. And we've seen where he's really good at getting to the net, really good at driving through, middle lane drive guy. I think where he's gaining a little bit of confidence is a little bit more of, you know, puck play from the top with circles down, which, you know, I just think comes from playing.
So Kozak's missed the last five, but obviously, and we'll, you know, hear from Josh Dunn coming up, he's been a guy that's been able to come in, and Roseanne's mm-hmm. come in, and Ostlund back in has had an impact. Just where, because you really can't focus too much on Tyson, but just as a player, This guy that we knew through the course of the summer,
yep,
might not get talked about a lot, but is going to have to be exposed to waivers if he doesn't make your top 14 forwards,
yep,
right? And here we are, reasonably happy, excited that he's back in the lineup. So, like, I would assume that some people's expectations, evaluations of Kozak have changed.
Not only have they changed, but they've changed for the better. They, you know,
right,
like it can change on a negative way. But I think what Tyson Kozak has been able to do here over the last few years is always kind of fly under the radar, and it's good for him. Like, he's not an assuming type guy that says, hey, what about me? Like, let me see what I can do. No, if I get the call, I'll respond. I'll play, you know, and give my team what they want. And so it's simple. What do you want from Tyson Kozak? You want him to get to the front of the net. You want him to manage the puck well, be responsible defensively, add a little physicality. And if the production is there, the added production is bonus.
Yep.
And what we've seen is pretty good production for a guy that, you know, we talk about Roseanne and Ostlund and Kulik and all these, Hellenius and all these other prospects.
Yep.
But the production for Tyson Kozak has been really good. So that's the added bonus. That's why I think that a lot of people are like, yeah, I want to see 48 in the lineup. Because I like the way that he plays. I like when he's on the ice that, you know, he's responsible. And, you know, he gets his feet moving and he's getting to the front of the net. And that's where he scored his goals.
On the blue line, it remains intact. Samuelson had a recovery day yesterday, but is
yeah.
expected to go tonight. Luukkonen, your expectation tonight as well?
I think playing with more confidence. What the game in Toronto, his first game, it was good, but I feel like it slipped away with that third goal that allowed Toronto to win it in overtime. And it's like, okay, now the last game, big shootout win. Felt more and more confident in the third period, and I think we need to see that continue to climb. For me, when Luukkonen plays, he's different than Alex Lyon. Alex Lyon is very calm and very trusting of the positioning, and You know, you never see the confidence or the energy level fluctuate. It's always the same.
Yeah.
With Luukkonen, we can tell. Like, I can tell in the first 10 minutes of a game or the first period if it's going to be a good game or a bad game or where in between it's going to be. Because he wears his emotions and his intensity in a different way. So, but that has to be a confident thing for him tonight when he comes in. Like, the first couple of saves, if it hits him in the gloves, it's boom, I got it. It's not going anywhere. Hits him in the chest, boom, I got it. It's not going anywhere. Last game, early in the game, pucks were bouncing off of him. It got better late, and obviously he won that one in the shootout. So, but the confidence in the body language and in those saves early, they'll be very telling in this game tonight.
Up against a St. Louis team that scores 2.7 a game, but they give up 4.14. That's the worst in the NHL right now, and that's a big reason why the Blues have just one win in their last nine games. The road ahead for the Sabres after tonight as the homestand concludes against St. Louis. Off to Carolina on Saturday. Then next week it's Utah, Colorado, Detroit. These are four, goes without saying, significant games based on, you know, what they feel are gains that have been made here on home ice. They have to be able to continue that on the road, a place where they are 0-2-2 so far this season. Of course, when they get back, we want you to find the matchups that work best for you and build your five-game pack today. Enjoy savings on single-game pricing, priority access to playoff tickets, and flexibility to bundle your favorite games. Visit sabres.com/5 to purchase yours today. Our Twitter poll question of the day happens to revolve around a St. Louis staple, toasted ravioli, and what your thoughts are on it. Love it, hate it, meh, or I didn't know that was a thing. I think this guy, Josh Dunn, probably has an opinion on this.
I mean, it's an easy love it. Like, if you've never had it, you got to try it. It's fried ravioli. Like, it's the best. So,
are you doing it as an appetizer, as a meal, a dessert? Like, I would think like you could probably put maple syrup on there and some whipped cream. And
you know what? That's a game changer. I haven't thought about that.
Oh, yes, game changer.
I kind of like it, but no. I usually most places will serve it as an appetizer, but it's just like anytime we'd ever get pizza growing up. Obviously, you got to get the toasted ravioli, too. Okay. Like, you can't have it without it, you know?
So, is toast... I didn't even know that was a thing. So, is St. Louis, like, style ribs or barbecue more famous, or is it toasted ravioli more famous?
I think that's a good question. I think it's, like, a very niche thing, the toasted ravioli. Okay. But I think we're known for our barbecue.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
St. Louis barbecue is the best. So.
Yeah. I know when we went, Duffer and I had an excursion late at night in St. Louis. And
it had nothing good. It didn't have toasted ravioli or ribs.
Yeah.
So. You got to text me next
time. We were looking for the ribs.
At 4 a.m.? I don't know if... I don't think you're taking that message, but who's the grill master in your house based on of this?
My dad is. We do mostly like steaks, my sister's father, sister-in-law, He does a bunch of barbecue stuff, and like we'll go over to his place, and like, oh my goodness, it's incredible. But we live like right down the street from a couple good places, so yeah, we're spoiled with barbecue down there.
Yeah, and the music scene, are you, because Duffer's huge in music scene. When we go on the road, especially those type of cities, he looks for the concerts and the good spots, and sometimes unknown artists. But are you big in the music scene? Do you like something specific?
I mean, I kind of like it all, but I agree. Yeah. I think St. Louis is just such a cool city to where there's so many cool little things out there, like the toasted ravioli or some of the jazz or some of the music down there that's like, you can't really find it anywhere else. So I love it.
Yeah. Well, it's good, but we're playing the St. Louis Blues tonight, so it's not about them, right?
No, exactly.
About Josh.
It's about you. That's right. Well, I say from St. Louis. That's why. So that's good.
How do you describe your hockey family, you and your siblings?
I think the first word is actually competitive. Like it was funny growing up, we could never play a board game because it would end up in like a fist fight. Like it just never worked out. So I think that's the thing. So we're super competitive, but it's healthy now. We've kind of mellowed out a little bit in that regard. But we all our parents never played hockey, ironically, growing up, but I got into the sport in roller hockey when I was younger, and my sisters were like, that looks like fun. So we all got in, and I think it was easy for my parents just to stick us all at the rink all day. So,
can you rattle off for our audience all your siblings and their alma maters?
Yeah. Jessica's the oldest, Ohio State. Jincy's the second oldest, Ohio State. Then myself, Clarkson University. Josie, she was at Minnesota, then transferred to Lindenwood now, which is actually in St. Louis, so it's kind of pretty cool. And then James, Oklahoma State, and then youngest sister Joy, Ohio State.
How did you enjoy your time at Clarkson and that little area that is pretty cool, like in, you know, upstate New York, like near the Canadian border?
Yeah, it's gorgeous. Like, it's an unbelievable area. We're so close to Lake Placid and right next to the border. So, yeah, I went there in the summers, too, and it's so pretty in the summers. And it was awesome because it was my first time I was introduced to a lot of, like, Canadian players on my team because most of our team was from Canada. So we'd always go to Montreal and Ottawa on some of our off days and our Lake Placid. So it's a great area. It's super small, but, like, they treated us so well for hockey, and it felt like a little pro town. So it was a great school, great people. Actually, a ton of Western New York people go up to Clarkson. Yep. Really, I didn't realize that until I was kind of up there. But I loved my time there. I love the people there, and it's an awesome school.
And just to go back to your siblings, Joy's going to be here this week, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's
rivalry
right.
Series?
Yeah. So, actually, to make it even funnier, so Joy is coming in to play. My girlfriend is actually on Team Canada.
Come on.
So, it's kind of hilarious they're playing against each other. Yeah.
No. Who's that?
Ella Shelton. She's a defenseman. Yeah. So,
oh,
it's.
Oh, my.
It's pretty
we
funny.
Had Sarah Nurse on yesterday on the show. I mean, we should have. Like ask a lot of questions about Ellen and found out some of the trick or treat. So wow. So you have a game Saturday, so but they also play tonight.
They
right?
do in Cleveland. Yeah.
In Cleveland. Yeah. So man,
and Joy's having a terrific season right now, right?
Yeah, she's awesome. She's grown so much in her game, and she's having a great year so far. So I'm really excited for her.
Wow.
Yeah.
Amazing.
That's really cool. So what do you put your Team Canada t-shirt on under your Team USA, like, jersey? Like, how does that work?
So I always make the joke, and I'm non-confrontational, so I always try to stay out of it. But they got me a shirt that said USAEH.
Oh, yeah,
okay. Canadian flag, the U.S. flag. So, like, if I have to wear anything, I'll wear that. But, no, it's awesome. I'm so happy for them both. Like, they've both been, unbelievable and worked so hard to get to this moment, so I'm really excited for them to get an opportunity to play in like such awesome rinks and get this opportunity.
Do either your siblings or your girlfriend ask you about part of the games that you see, like almost like a trained eye to give them some tips, or do they try to stay away from that? It's not about, you know, work. Like, work stays at work, and we just talk about other
things. Yeah, I mean, I think obviously our relationships are first and foremost most important, but we'll bring up stuff about hockey as well. I mean, like, when you watch Darlene at the blue line, you're like, you kind of have to bring it up, you know? Like, you're just like, it's so impressive. Or you see some of these guys, or you see some of these plays, and you're like, oh, geez, like, this is crazy. Like, you got to see this. You got to try this. You got to look at this. And so, for me, that's like, I love it so much, and I know they do too. So, like, I want to share. It's like, I just saw this today, like, incredible. I just learned this today. So this is an awesome experience for me too, just learning each day from some elite players and playing against them and with them, and just seeing some things that are just, I'm having so much fun.
How do you describe this stint in the NHL for you right now?
It's awesome. I think for me, the older I've gotten, the more I appreciate it, every opportunity I get. Just because you never know, like, it's pro is so day to day that you can't focus too far ahead. And I think early in my career, I took some stuff for granted, but I think now I'm just so thankful every single day, and just try to focus on what I can bring each day, and trying to be the best teammate and person I can be, and whatever the day calls for, from in the lineup, from out of lineup, whatever practice is, just trying to help the group however I can, and just try to learn from the experiences, and just understand how fortunate I am to be in this situation. So I'm so thankful for right now, but I'm also trying to enjoy it and work hard and make the most of it.
You mentioned how competitive you guys were, all your siblings and yourself. Who sends you the first text when you scored the other day? Like, is there like a time stamp and you're like, ha ha, you get bonus points, a better Christmas present, you were the first one on the list?
No. There's a group chat though, and okay. They were just blowing it up in the group chat, and it was cool. It made it really special. That's just because they've seen my whole journey. They've been with me from the start, and so for them it was special, and for me it was special just to have that support group and just realize how thankful I am. So I that was probably the most important thing for me.
Yeah, you know, my kids have this thing where it's like a group text, but it's do not open until like later. So they text in the group, but they leave it unopened.
Yeah.
Did you rush to your phone to see what was happening after the game, or did you give it some time and you're like, okay, now I want to like really take that in?
I think I gave it a little bit of time just because I wanted to make sure I did everything I had to first before I got in there. But I made sure it was on Do Not Disturb so my phone wasn't blowing up there, because they'll text quite a bit in those group chats. So, but yeah, I took some time, and like I said, just so thankful for the support I have and the group I have.
What ultimately led you to this organization after you had a really big playoff with Cleveland a couple of years ago?
Honestly, I think a lot of it was from them just believing in me from the start, and that was kind of the same reason with the Clarks in the first place, just the belief, and I could tell this organization believed in me. Like I said, after my season, after my playoff run, I'd had some unfortunate injuries, and they didn't hesitate, and there's a lot of familiarity playing against Rochester so much that they've seen me a lot, so it wasn't just like, we like them. It was like they knew me as a person, as a player, and I know Apps saw me play a lot, Carmanos, and there's just a lot of familiarity, and I honestly think I played Rochester more than any team as well. So, yeah. For me, it felt really good, felt really comfortable. Like I said, I was familiar. I knew a lot of people up in the area from my Clarkson days, and I've heard great things about it. And so, for me, it was just it wasn't even that hard of a decision. It just felt like the right place right away.
You guys have switched up the lineups a little bit, right? You've played with different players, but it seems like the role and the identity of your line is staying the same. How do you communicate with whoever is playing, if it's, you know, Krebs, or if it's Malenstein, or if it's Gertsen, or if it's Tyson Kosak, to be able to say, hey, listen, this is what we have to do? Do you guys get together before the game or in game to make sure that you're on the same page?
Yeah, I think the communication's the biggest part, especially when you're new to playing with line mates. You have to realize what each of your strengths are, what you can offer. And so playing with a guy, for example, like Mal, he's so good in the forecheck that if you go and support him quick, you'll get those pucks back. Yeah. And so for us, it's there's a lot of communication involved and understanding that we're fourth line, and a lot of our strengths are very similar with playing hard, playing physical, getting our nose over pucks. And so I think for us, it's just trying to get to that as soon as we can. And yeah, it's been great playing those guys because they work so hard, they compete so hard, so they make it easy for you to kind of do your job and not have to focus on
anything else. I'm going to steal that. Get your nose over pucks.
Yeah.
Like, meaning, like, you're in there. Like, you're on top of the puck. You're going one-on-one battles, and you get your nose on top of the puck.
Yeah, exactly. You just, like, you got to want that puck. And, like, I've heard that from coaches growing up, and I think it's a really good one because it actually, like, it makes you focus on getting over that puck rather than kind of reaching in there or
like with the tip of your stick.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
I don't know. Like, get your nose over that puck.
And I think it's a strength for all of us. We're all very, like, big, strong players. And so when you do that, it's hard to move guys off pucks.
Any Blues memories as a kid?
Actually, my favorite player was Cam Jansen growing up. So. he was a St. Louis kid playing for the Blues. But a lot of memories of him getting in fights and waving off guys and just fighting like John Scott. I'm like, this guy's an animal.
Yeah.
So, but I actually got to meet him a couple years ago, and I've gotten closer with him. But it's I think for me, that was a lot of them. And then just watching that Blues team grow up during kind of my younger days with like David Backes and Oshie and Perron and those guys, it was just so awesome. I loved the way they played. They competed so hard, and Yeah, they made the city really proud to be a Blues fan.
Were you a big Marty Brodeur fan when he joined the Blues?
Oh, it was a great pickup. Yeah, it was
like everybody, like, there's not a lot of people that do remember that actually happened.
Oh,
but
yeah.
He was there for a little bit of time. Ryan Miller was there as well.
I remember that. I was like, this guy's a legend. Like, we got, that was great.
How did that happen?
I know. So, no, I remember that. They had him. They had some great goalies in Halak when he was playing really well. And
Halak and Brian Elliott were like a tandem together.
Yeah,
they were good.
Yeah, they had some awesome goalies, and so for me it was just
Turek,
awesome.
Remember when Turek was there, big, tall lefty.
Yeah, they even had Ben Bishop for a little bit
at one point.
Former Sabre.
Yeah.
Paper transaction.
Yeah, exactly. But no, it was awesome watching them grow up and just like how hard they competed, the way they played, and I think that's a little similar to like how I wanted to play, and so I think watching them made it easier for me to kind of lean into that identity as well.
Yeah. Very cool. Love the trip down Blues memory lane. Good luck tonight against St. Louis, and thanks for the awesome insight. Really appreciate it.
Thank you guys so much.
It is the greatest rivalry in Josh Dunn's life. Ella Shelton versus Joy Dunn. It's Canada versus USA. It is the rivalry series presented by Discover. It's here at KeyBank Center on Saturday night. It actually starts tonight in Cleveland, but it's here in Buffalo on Saturday night at 6 p.m. Get your tickets now at KeyBankCenter.com. Hockey insider Darren Dreger from TSN next on Sabres Live.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.